Imagine studying with 74 lovely people from over 34 different countries in a rather small city and in a familiar study environment. Sounds nice? Well, welcome to the Creative Computing at St. Pölten UAS. The English Language Bachelor Program combines creativity and technology. Guest in the studio with me is Ahmed. Hello.
Hi.
So, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you originally from?
Hi. So, I'm originally from Iraq. I did not grow up there. I grew up majority of my childhood in Amman. I spent 11 years there, and then I moved to Malaysia for my high school. And after I've done my high school, I had to pick a university, and looking at Austria, found the creative computing course. It was fantastic. Looked great. It had all the content that I needed. And I applied here. Everything went smooth, and yeah, here I am.
So how did you actually find out about the study program?
Well, we were looking at a lot of universities. I applied to Canada, I applied to the UK. But one day, my parents found it out, woke me up in the morning, told me, hey, we found a very nice course. It's all that you need, programming, UI, UX, animation, game development. I checked it out, looked pretty great. It was in a small city, fantastic. Applied, and yeah, that's how it is.
So what was it like when you first came to St. Pölten? Was it a bit of a shock, or was it enjoyable? What was the experience like?
Honestly, I must say, and I must be honest, I came during the Corona times, so it was not the best of times. It was probably felt pretty dead, to be honest. But I do admit, after the Corona was over, I spent a year here. I was for a year over here. It was great. Everything became better. There was a lot of events at the university. So yeah, it's without Corona, it's great. With Corona, no, it was not. It was pretty dead, to be honest. There was nothing at all.
And what type of experience did you have in this area before you actually decided to come to St. Pölten?
You mean in programming?
Or in programming, in creativity, in any of it. What did you have behind you that's helping you right here, right now?
Honestly, I was just a computer kid. Spent a lot of time on the computer exploring stuff. I was a very curious kid. I tried a little bit of programming, loved editing videos. So I kind of had like that little background of, you know, just a curious background of checking out stuff, but nothing professional. I just graduated from high school. I did science. But it was just, yeah, the majority of my background that was related to this was just me as a kid checking out stuff. Yeah.
And what are some of the things that you actually learn at BCC?
Well, you learn a lot. It's just not so little. You learn a lot. It's very diverse. You learn about game development. You learn about animation. You learn to code the web, back-end, front-end. You learn quite a lot. And it also gives you a chance to explore what you like. You know, you could try programming. You could try the game development field. All these fields, you can try them. And then after you graduate, you could select which field you want to go into. So it's a pretty good phase for you to explore what you like, and it's pretty hands-on, so there's very little theory, so much practical. It prepares you for the industry. It's perfect.
And what's your favorite subject so far?
Honestly, programming. While I was actually studying the program, I worked at a front-end company, worked as a front-end in a software development company. It was pretty great. Honestly, some of the content that was from the course was also present in the job, so it was pretty fantastic. Yes, I would say programming was my favorite.
So you don't only have experience here as a student, but you're also staying with us and moving on to a different position.
Yes. So yeah, after I graduated, I applied as a lecturer here, and I got accepted. Since I had a lot of experience with the course itself, the creative computing course, I was accepted as a lecturer here, teaching students development in C#, in Node.js, and also being part of the Creative Code Lab. So, yeah, it's pretty great.
So tell me a little bit about what it's like just to be in such a diverse program. Mm-hmm. You mentioned before, 74 students from all across the world. Mm-hmm. That must be something special.
Of course, it's a very unique experience to be with students from all around the world. If you make a lot of friends here from all around the world and you gather up, you realize how diverse the world is in terms of culture, the food, what they like, and you realize it's truly a wonderful eye-opening experience.
In a program that's called Creative Computing, mm-hmm. I'm assuming it's a lot more than simply learning about the nuts and bolts, about how to program, about how to use particular tools.
Yeah.
How much is the aspect of creativity encouraged, and in what ways?
Well, there is a lot of creative content in there that you will learn. Animation, Photoshop, how to draw. There is not just, you know, programming and technical aspects. There's a lot of creative options. You could also get into game development. Game development has a lot of creative possibilities, you know, in terms of the graphics, in terms of the animation. There's plenty of opportunities for you to explore your creative side and also, you know, train your creative side. You can also, after you graduate, get into the creative. My colleagues, they also went into UI UX design after they graduated, worked in big companies. So yeah, it's pretty great for creative people as well.
And when you're going through the process, you are actually learning all of these various areas, or you can pick and choose which ones you'd like to specialize in a little bit more?
Well, you go into a lot of creative areas, you definitely, the second year, you get to pick your elective module, and there you can pick from plenty of subjects, and there are creative subjects as well that you can get into, so you can delve deeper into the creative side. It's also possible.
And are there a lot of group projects?
Yes, there is plenty of group projects. In the Creative Code Lab, we have a Creative Code Lab part at the end of every semester, where you are supposed to do a project practically. There's a lot of many times it was with people. It was like as a group, or maybe as a, with your partner. So there's plenty of that, and there is the project vernissage at the third year, the last year, where you have to be in a team and work as a team. And they also give you your own office, so that's pretty great to work on a project that you choose. A big project. It lasts for 3-4 months, and you present it at the end. And they compare it with other projects. And there's also a prize if your project is very great. You get a prize at the end. So it's pretty also competitive, in case you're a competitive person. There is a lot of possibilities for projects that are in groups, and it teaches you a lot about co-working with your partners.
Mm-hmm. What does the international aspect of this program have for an impact on the way that group projects work? You're dealing with people from a bunch of different cultures with different approaches, I would assume, mm-hmm. to working in groups or working with each other. Mm-hmm. Does that come up? Is it an issue? Do you learn from each other and find new ways of cooperating, or is it just everybody's used to doing stuff like this anyway?
I think there's not a big difference in it. Maybe you realize that some people from different backgrounds may think differently, but that's just a very small, tight difference. I think they're all students, so they're all probably within the same age group, and I think they all think alike. Maybe you realize there is, like I said, a small difference in the way your colleagues might think, since they come from different backgrounds, but not by much. So yeah, I think students do get along very well during the group project.
But a fairly good foundation, considering the international aspect of a lot of the projects that are currently going on in various industries right now anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a perfect opportunity to open up your mind, actually, and train you to be ready, to be prepared for such environments, because the world is pretty much going into an international environment where the people that you work with are from different backgrounds. So I think it's a pretty good preparation for that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.